awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Monday.
Welcome to Monday. I am a robot.
It is a masterful Monday. Welcome to it.
Welcome to Municipal Monday.
Keep the same arms thing.
That sounded more like the aliens from Mars Attacks. Did you? Why do you hate Monday? Come on, buddy.
Hate it.
It's time to shake the dust off your boots. Wait.
What?
Is that the right term?
No.
It's time to dust off your boots.
I don't want
to
leave the weekend behind. I had a good weekend.
Yeah, I did too. Had a lot of fun. Discovered a new game that Chrissy won't stop making fun of me over.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's a nerdy game. So yep. I don't know what to do because I feel like it's not that nerdy.
Why?
I don't know. We played a game this weekend with some friends. It's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Why are you playing Lord of the Rings?
Because it feels the same, but it was like making fun of it, but we're still all up in it. Because Chrissy said...
Yeah.
Chrissy said it didn't sound like we were making fun of it.
It's poking fun at both sides.
We just sounded like nerds.
Because there's... I think the thing it's making fun of from Dungeons & Dragons is that essentially anything can happen.
Right.
From what I've read about it. I was doing something and it was... I was listening to a podcast and it was called How It Works or something like that. And
okay.
It was Dungeons & Dragons. And it was the whole history of Dungeons & Dragons. Like how it started, why it got, you know, such a bad rap in the 80s. And then how it came back and now it's like whatever. And it sounds like... In that game, you can pretty much do anything. You're just friends hanging out, pretending. That's what it is. You're rolling a die, and you're pretending.
We didn't do any of that.
But I think that's kind of what the cards, how some of the cards are so random.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, the lawyers are here.
We played a game called Munchkin, for those who have no idea what we're talking about.
Munchkin.
Yeah. A friend of ours brought it over, and it was like, let's play this game.
Let's play it.
And we played it. And I think I was a wizard.
I was a dwarf the first night. I liked that. I liked being a dwarf. It was fun.
Because you could carry an extra item in your backpack.
I could.
I was a dwarf the first time, too.
You could use both hands.
I'm starting to understand why Chrissy said she'd never play it.
Whatever.
Oh.
She's just jealous. She's jealous of our dwarf powers.
Hey guys, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah!
Matthew, would you rather be a wizard or a dwarf?
Yeah.
I don't know, a wizard sounds pretty cool.
Nope, you don't get to, you have to be a halfling.
Thing. A dwarf can carry an extra item in his backpack.
True.
And it's so valuable.
You can be an elf.
Because normally you can only have 5 items and then you have to start discarding things.
Would you rather be an elf?
That sounds pretty good. You can carry more stuff, yeah.
Right, see?
You can carry weapons, like the Blade of Orangeshire.
But you can't, you can't double fist two-handed items.
You can't do that unless you have a cheat card.
Unless you're a warrior and you're an epic.
Ah, I see. Well, guys, I do have something I wanted to tell you. You guys are familiar with the website I have, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, if you guys go there, there's a little surprise for you on my website.
Oh, snap! Surprise for us specifically?
It's a good thing we have website booked.
Oh, yeah, for Team Awesome Morning Party. There's a little something on there.
Wait, don't ruin it!
What is this, a picture of New York?
No, guys, it's on there. Go to the website and click the name of the morning show on there. There's a little something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Matthew, look what you did.
Oh, look what you did!
You gave us a little link.
Matthew from Albuquerque gave us a link on his website.
And you didn't even say anything about yourself in the thing.
We made it.
You guys like that there, though. Now, if you notice, if you click your guys' logo on there, it automatically directs you to the static page.
Wow, how'd you do that,
dude.
You wizard?
You are a wizard. You would rather be a wizard than a dwarf.
You would.
Because wizards can do internet things.
Technology wizard.
Wizards have internet powers. So.
Yep, and as you guys can notice, I had to deactivate the Surfboard newspaper because this last weekend my computer stopped working on me. I had to send it in for service.
Oh.
So I literally have no computer with the right software, so I'm borrowing my family's, you know, laptop we got last year. So, yeah, it doesn't have the right publisher software to make it, so I can't do it.
So maybe you don't want to be a wizard then. Maybe just a nice, normal tech genius would work.
Well, I wouldn't say that, guys, because my laptop's coming back on the 23rd of August. It's just out being in service.
Yep.
Gosh, that's a long time to be without your laptop.
That is.
Yes, and on the lighter side, guys, I do have some bad news, more like a prayer request.
Oh, no. Okay.
My neighbor is down the street, Action Towing. His name is Tony. His brother, Joe Farias.
Yeah.
He's from Portugal. He had passed away recently. Not my boss or neighbor, Tony. It's his brother, Joe. He passed away yesterday. I don't know what time, but yeah. I think he had, like, colon cancer or something.
Gosh.
So,
Matthew, it's Monday morning at like 6:20. This is terrible.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah,
it's a sad thing to talk about so early.
Yeah, I know. This is the time I call in, and this is what my neighbor wanted on the air to be prayed for. So, guys out there, please pray for my neighbor and boss at work, Tony Faria. His brother Joe Farias passed away yesterday from colon cancer. So, basically, pray for him and his family as they're going through a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
We will.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, can you guys do me a favor? Give me a song today?
Sure.
All righty, righty. This morning, I want you guys to play something by, you know, do you guys still have Amberlin?
We do still have Amberlin.
No, we got rid of them because they broke
about
up.
They're about to break up, so, you know.
Of course, we still got Amberlin.
All right, guys. So this morning, please sing by Amberlin. I'm going to put this out to the Faria and Farias family, which are basically the same family, but with a little bit of a different last name to the end. So it's going on to them. Last minute advice, and no, not advice, but basically updates. This morning, athletes, you need to be at the field 7th noon. You cannot leave for lunch. Your loved ones, or you must bring lunch. Please do not leave campus.
Don't leave campus. Just bring lunch.
Just do it, okay? Listen to Matthew from Albuquerque.
We're trying to get people to listen to you.
Yes, I'm one of your managers, by the way. Today I'm wearing the sleeveless, the Volcano Vista football t-shirt, and some black athletic pants. So if you guys see me walking around there in the field, you guys need water, please don't be afraid to flag down one of the managers for water. We are there to help you guys out and the coaches as well. So don't be afraid to ask.
Can you bring water to just anybody if they flag you down?
No, it's only for the athletes, basically.
If you sweat, you're an athlete? That's what FCA used to tell me, bunch of liars.
That's funny. Hey, guys, I got to get going, so I'll be out there. Have a great, great morning.
Man.
Drive safely.
Just stay and talk to us for a little while. Just hang
and
out, man.
I'm out here till tomorrow morning.
It's fine.
That and all.
Bye. Gosh, he had stuff to do.
Gosh, coming up, we got some Zwan, we got some Family Force 5, it's Monday!
Yes.
Of course, breaking news and birthdays right around the corner. Get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Barlin.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Dateline, August 4th, 2014. 8 days until my birthday.
Ooh!
Get it right or pay the price. If you guys don't get me a present, Doug's gonna come hang out with you.
Oh no.
That's not a comforting experience. Doug said he almost blew the concert announcement we were going to make tomorrow.
Why would you do that?
He said he was going to go in there and comment and say, "All right, guys, we got The Who, The Beatles, Elvis, who's the other one? I don't know.
Tom Jones?"
Yeah.
Wow, I can read lips.
That was good.
That was.
He said he was going to be like, "Sorry, I'm sorry I blew it, but..." That's who we got coming in. Elvis is back from the dead. He's going to come sing for Static.
Speaking of back from the dead, we got a great concert announcement tomorrow.
We do. Although somebody did say, if it's not Amberlin, I'm going to be sad. and I wrote, prepare to be sad.
Yeah.
Because it's not Amberlynn.
It's not. They're not playing Albuquerque.
They're not playing Albuquerque. It's also not Reliant K.
Hmm.
There you go. To stop the flow of illegal drugs, a federal appeals court has approved the use of groin searches at Guantanamo Bay. What? Guantanamo Bay.
You need a Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay. Hey. Groin search. All day, every day. Hey. You ever had a groin search?
No.
EMTs in Hoboken, New Jersey broke into a hot car to rescue a child who turned out to be only a doll.
Oh, okay. That's actually good news.
Yeah, I'm glad they tried.
Yeah.
But it was a doll. A woman visiting a private zoo in Michigan had the tip of her finger bitten off when she stuck it in a lion's cage. What is a private zoo?
Got me.
Is that a rich person that has their own lion sitting around?
They've adhered to a collection of animals.
Lame.
Adhered? They've... That's not the right word.
Acquired.
Acquired? They've acquired a collection of animals.
Yes. That's stupid.
Like the Swamp Thing and Gryffindor.
Oh, here's a funny story. At a New Jersey press screening of a new movie, a woman went berserk and punched the critic sitting next to her in the face.
Wow! Is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know. Doug, will you try to find some more on that? Thank you. A physicist has invented an ice cream that changes color when licked.
Whoa! Wait, what?
When you lick it, it changes colors.
That's weird.
Physicists are awesome. Make a battery for my phone that'll last longer, physicist.
Yeah.
Make it last a little longer.
I'm wearing crappy normal headphones today. Again.
Batteries. You need to cure diseases and stuff, too. The Ebola virus is trying to get us.
Dang, dude. Yeah, I've been reading about that.
Guys, you need to look up information about how Ebola is contracted.
And transmitted.
Yes, because...
There's been like a nationwide...
Panic.
Yeah.
Sort of. A social media panic.
There you go.
And it doesn't have to be this way.
It does not, no.
You need to... You can't just say, well, here it comes. It's in the world. Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And expect me to take you seriously. You need to figure out, wait a second, if it gets over here... What do I need to do to prevent myself from getting that disease?
Right.
That's all you gotta do. So do it. A truck overturned on an Indiana interstate spilling thousands of pounds of butter. That is the dream of every Mississippian.
Ugh.
Just bathing in that butter. Just eating it and bathing in it.
Gross, dude.
Saving some of it and doing the same thing the next day.
I immediately got a picture of Coon in a diaper.
Yeah.
Slip and sliding down the freeway.
Better. Better. Oh.
Poor Coon.
I smell it. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Butter. Raw butter. You're going to throw up. I love it. Authorities in Paris, France are trying to determine how $4 million worth of seized cocaine disappeared from police headquarters.
Okay.
Doesn't take an investigator.
Officer Jenkins, was it you? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I've been standing here this whole time. I didn't even do anything. I was like right here, standing here, and I was looking over there, and I was like, no, man, what happened to all this cocaine? I don't even know what happened to it, man. It's gone. They're like, okay, well, must not have been you. All right.
Cool, I don't even know what happened. I was like standing here, and I thought I heard something. I looked over there, and I was like, whoa, nothing there. And then I looked over there, whoa, nothing there. And then I was standing here, and I was like, is there standing here? I don't know what happened. Whoa!
That Officer Jenkins is crazy, man.
PETA is slamming Kim Kardashian for swimming with captive dolphins.
Okay.
Would she go swimming with ones in the wild? Nope.
Ugh.
Because a shark would eat her. An Illinois man is under arrest for trying to strangle his roommate for eating his chocolate chip cookies. Murdering over cookies. It's a crazy world we live in. Also, it's cold in this place.
Mmm.
My heart is cold.
Mmm.
My eyes are cold.
Mmm.
And my soul is dead.
Mmm.
My soul is dead.
Mmm.
Breaking news! My brain has fallen out of my feet!
What?
Yep. In Austria, an equipment failure left two window washers dangling 470 feet off the ground. How do you feel?
You know.
Would you do that? Would you be a window washer?
Flabbergasted.
You would be flabbergasted.
That's how I feel.
Bet you would be peeing your pants.
I'm not a fan of heights. Yeah, I don't think I would last very long.
Oh, check this out. India has hired a group of monkey impersonators to scare the real marauding animals away from Parliament and other key buildings in the nation's capital. The talented group of men wear monkey masks, intimidating their whoops and barks and hiding behind trees to ward off the aggressive animals. You could get paid in India to dress like a monkey. Like Planet of the Apes every day.
Andy Serkis could be the king.
Gosh, he would get paid.
He'd get paid so much
money. He'd have like a trailer.
Why have we not seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes yet?
We're too busy seeing Guardians.
Twice!
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hundreds of millions of people use Gmail, but how many know that Google scans the emails for criminal content?
Really?
John Henry Skillern, a 41-year-old Houston man, found out that the hard way.
Oh, no.
He was arrested after Google detected child abuse images in his emails and then tipped off the police. Skillern is a registered sex offender with assault charges dating back 20 years. The technology used to catch him tags known child sexual abuse images and sets off an alarm when they are detected in Google's ecosystem. Man, Google's, like, stepping up against them.
Oh.
They recently made big things against pornography,
yeah.
Big decisions against porn. It's like, whoa, Google.
Good job, Google.
All right, Google. You Google it.
You Googler.
You Googleizer. A North Carolina restaurant is giving customers a 15% discount if they pray in public.
Whoa.
Mary's Gourmet Diner in Winston-Salem gives a discount for anyone who takes the time to appreciate their food before digging in. Although the restaurant has been offering the special for 4 years, a recent Facebook post featuring a receipt with the discount has gone viral.
Man, I saw, who was it? One of our friends on tour right now or traveling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the Bible Belt.
In the Bible Belt.
It was a Walgreens.
It was Cody.
And they were traveling.
Or was it Adam?
I think it was Adam. And they were traveling in the Bible Belt, and it was a Walgreens where if you brought in your Sunday bulletin, you got 15% off your purchase. And I was like, whoa!
Yep.
That's real life!
Back in the Bible Belt.
That happens.
Somebody's going to get upset, and they're going to have to stop doing it.
Why?
I don't know. It's the way these things go. I'm so jaded. It's because my brain fell out of my feet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My soul is dead.
Man.
It's Monday. I got bags under my eyes.
Mondays are bad for
Ran
you.
Ran out of deodorant.
Oh, no.
Toilet paper's gone.
Oh.
Beans is dead.
When is Dawn coming home?
Beans is still alive.
Okay.
I was just kidding. I'm sorry, everyone. Beans is alive and well.
You still got like weeks of bachelorism.
I don't care. I just don't think about it. That's how I get through it. People say, Mateo, how do you do this? I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
So whenever you walk up and say, hey, how do you do this? It makes me think about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, man. Idiots. Most kids would freak out if they were separated from their parents in a busy city like New York, but not Chris Villavicencio.
Ooh.
I think it's Villavicencio. That's it. Villavicencio.
That sounds cool.
The 9-year-old boy who was reported missing on Saturday said it was the greatest day of his life.
Oh, man.
Chris was at the Central Park Zoo with his sister, mom, and dad when he became lost and wandered the city for 2 hours trying to retrace his steps. The boy meandered through Times Square, eventually ended up at the Port Authority bus terminal where police officers found him and gave him a yogurt.
That's cool. Glad he's okay.
The greatest day. It was the greatest day of my life. I was lost in New York. I met a bird lady in Central Park. I defended my uncle and aunt's apartment against these criminals. It was incredible.
Man, that sounds cool.
Home Alone 2 Lost in New York had the same plot as the first movie.
Of course it did.
It was exactly the same.
It was the same movie.
Let's take it to New York.
But we loved it.
I loved it. I think the hotel stuff was fun. Like, how he got in the hotel.
Was he at the Ritz-Carlton or the Waldorf Astoria?
Duh.
I don't remember.
He was at the, hang on, I got this.
Oh, he was at neither,
It was the Fabulous something hotel. Doug, what was it?
Doug, Home Alone 2. Doug.
We're not going anywhere until you tell us what this is. We have a lot to cover.
Wait.
Doug. Now.
Now you go.
The Plaza Hotel.
The Plaza Hotel. The fabulous Plaza Hotel.
Right.
And casino.
Gosh.
Now that's just in Tunica, Mississippi. Aha!
We'll talk to you in like 40 seconds.
Yes. We'll be right back, Doug. A sweaty suspect managed to slip away from cops in Wisconsin. Gerald Jenkins was arrested. Jenkins was arrested on several outstanding warrants, handcuffed and put in the back seat of the squad car when cops went to look for his companion who had apparently wandered off. The officers returned to the car with the other suspect. They spotted Jenkins running away and saw that the sliding glass window dividing the front and back seat was covered in sweat. The arresting officer suspected that Jenkins, who had been sweating profusely when arrested, had slithered through the divider aided by the natural lubricant of his own perspiration and escaped through the car's front door. That sweaty man got out of a cop car.
Oh my gosh. That's the worst.
That's funny. And in our final little story, a German teenager who accidentally dropped his phone into a pond on a fishing trip decided to drain the pond in order to get it back. Okay. The 16-year-old kid snuck back to the small pond after his phone was submerged because the fisherman he was with wouldn't let him jump in and get it right then and there. He snuck back to the pond hours after the fishing trip ended, armed with pumps and two hoses, tried to direct the pond water into the fishing club's toilet, but ended up flooding a parking lot.
Okay.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your breaking news for today, August 4th, 1987. The best day that you've ever had.
It's the best day of my life!
Let's look at traffic.
All right.
There better not be anything going on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
What's going on?
Roadways reduced to one lane, Highway 47. That's Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue.
Mm.
Also, the construction at I-25 and Paseo construction is still a headache, but it's getting better slowly.
Yeah.
It's like the ibuprofen is starting to kick in. That's your look at traffic.
Because it's time for birthdays with Doug.
His name is Doug, and that's him.
Hey, Producer Doug.
Hey, guys.
Doug. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys?
My soul.
It's Monday. How do you think I am?
Dead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. My friend lost his soul.
I didn't lose it. It died.
Oh, it died. It's Monday. Happy birthday.
We shouldn't have played that stupid munchkin game. That munchkin game is what took my soul from me.
Probably.
There was a card and it said your soul died. And I was
We're nerds. We're nerds.
I know. Sometimes you guys just talk and I'm like, are they speaking Spanish?
You're a nerd.
Oh, it's just Comic Books Corner.
You're a nerd.
Today is August 4th, 2014, day 216. There are 149 days remaining.
You're an electric car, Doug.
I know. I mean, yeah.
Ooh.
Next up, American actor, best known for his roles as Jin-Soo Kwon in Lost, Chin-Ho Kelly in Hawaii Five-0.
Is this the guy in Godzilla?
What is his name?
Is he in Godzilla?
No, dude. No, that's Ken Watanabe or Watanabe.
I thought he was in Lost. He's not in Lost?
No.
I thought he was in Lost.
I think he might have had a small part. No, this is Jin. Like, the main dude.
I don't know.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Kim.
Daniel Day Kim. Ah. Daniel Day Lewis was close.
I know.
He could have played that part.
I know.
Daniel Day Kim. He's 44.
He is 43.
He is 46 years old today.
No, he's not.
Deceptive.
You're lying, Doug.
So deceptive.
You electric car.
Next up, NASCAR driver, Kurt Busch.
Hey!
Oh, Chrissy's favorite driver.
Chrissy, NASCAR.
Yesterday, after church, we got home, and NASCAR was already on the TVs, and Chrissy was watching NASCAR. Because my wife loves NASCAR. And my favorite driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., won.
All right. Yeah. Go. Way to go, Dale. All right.
Kurt came in 13th.
Eastbound.
Didn't even have to look. What's up, Doug?
What's up, Mateo? Nothing.
Kevin
my soul's
Harvick came
dead.
In second. I think Joey Logano was third. Yeah, watch NASCAR. What?
Pumpkin, right?
Stop watching NASCAR. Stop it. Stop.
I can't.
Stop.
But where are they going? I want to know.
You'll know one day.
Someday they're going to get there, and I'm going to be like, see?
They're going to get
there. See, they were driving
with
purpose.
And I'm going to be the dude that sees it. I'm going to see where they get at.
Kurt Busch. That dude is...
He's bound down.
36.
He is 35.
He is 36 years old today.
Hey!
He's bound down.
Because he's the same age as my bride, but a little older.
You know what? See, you're doing better than Kurt Busch. You know where you're going. He's still driving his life in circles.
Yeah.
Over and over.
I got that right, Chrissy.
And over
she's
again.
She's asleep.
Next
She'd
up,
be proud
she's
of me.
Asleep.
NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon.
Really?
Yep.
Are you kidding me? What is this, NASCAR day?
It's
number 24.
The happiest day in the South.
That dude is, I think he's retiring soon.
Somewhere in Alabama, there's a party going on all day long today. Man!
Kurt Busch is from Las Vegas, Nevada, man.
Yeah, Alabama is the heaven of NASCAR.
And then after a while, they'll get in a fight, and then a new Civil War will break out in the South over Jeff Gordon and Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch gets into a lot of fights. That guy is crazy. That's why Chrissy likes him. Reminds me of me.
How do you get in a fight at NASCAR? What do? You park and then hop out, and then you say, get out! Get out of the car!
Yeah, basically.
They're whizzing by you.
That is
okay.
How it happens.
They're whizzing by you at 200
green.
Miles an hour. Voo, voo! And you're like, get out of the car! Roll your window down. Yeah. Roll your window! Roll your window down! Roll it down!
The Echoing Green played a show in Chicago, and they were staying at the same hotel as the Sharpie crew and Kurt Busch, and they shared an elevator. And so they all got to talking, and the next day they were like, you know what? They were on the road, so they're like, we'll watch NASCAR. So they watch, and Kurt Busch got wrecked, and he jumped out of his car and started smacking his butt at the guy who wrecked him and threw his helmet at the guy's car.
Yeah!
And Chrissy's like, that's my favorite driver.
Man, that guy's awesome.
That guy's awesome.
That's cool right there. Did you see him smacking his butt like that? Dang, dude.
That's violent right there. It was violent and wonder. I got all these feelings.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel crazy.
Kurt Busch is a little nuts.
I feel like my soul's alive again.
I feel like Jeff Gordon's older. Like, he's like 40s.
41.
43.
He is 43 years old.
You are NASCAR king.
I am the king of NASCAR.
He's
proud. I'm proud of you.
Woo! Two in a row NASCAR.
Is it Elton John's birthday?
No, but it is a former baseball starting pitcher who played 24 seasons in Major League Baseball.
Wow, Roger Clemens, the Rocket.
Yes.
Rocket.
I'm gonna be high.
Cheater.
One of my all-time favorite pitchers.
Cheater.
Hey, that's a stiff accusation.
Cheater.
Oh, whatever.
He said it was
B12. Oh, stop it.
He said it was
B12. Oh, you stop it.
What is B12? A vitamin?
Yeah.
That's what he was injecting himself
whatever.
With.
Whatever.
With vitamins?
PEVs,
yeah.
Dude.
They
performance
get
enhancing vitamins. PEVs.
Guys,
yeah. Huh?
Listen. Just listen.
Okay. Yeah. Elton John. Roger Clemens.
He could probably still pitch today if you wanted to.
Yeah, of course. All them roids, man.
B12 does wonders.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. My B12's rocking up me real fine. Gotta take some more performance enhancers. Oh, no, no, no. I'm the Rocket Man.
He really is. Roger
Rocket
Clemens.
Man, watch me hit this ball over that mountain over there.
He was a pitcher.
He still had to bat.
He did.
Couple
sometimes.
Years.
See?
The Astros.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Him and Barry Bonds.
354 wins, a 3.12 ERA.
Yeah.
Lifetime.
What y'all want to bet I can't throw this football over in mountains? Huh? Yeah,
he probably still could throw baseball.
The electric car, NASCAR king.
Yeah.
I am alone. I am alone in this studio.
Roger Clemens is 50.
I'm off to start that hit band Alone in My Principles. What'd you say?
50.
53!
He's 52 years old
Dang
today.
It! So close.
And deleted the cuss word
I had
with
two
my
in
loud
a row.
Voice.
Two in a row.
He said it's cold as hell.
Next up.
That doesn't even make sense. What a dumb.
An American stand-up comedian, author,
wait,
actor.
Wait. Is it the guy that plays Munch?
Yes, it
Munch,
is.
Yeah, on SVU.
What?
Richard Belzer.
Oh,
Detective
okay.
Munch.
Yep.
Okay. That dude's like 63.
He's old. 67.
He is 70 years old today.
Dang.
Next up, the 44th president of the United States.
W?
Nope.
Who's 44?
Wait, I'm hoping it's the right one. Our current president.
No. Oh. Isn't he 45th?
Hillary Clinton.
Now I have to look.
No, he's the 44th.
It's Obama.
He's 44.
It's that Obama.
Sorry.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I want you guys to know that I had a friend call me with a thanks Obama story, and it was real. Because at my former place of employment, part-time employees cannot work over 25 hours a week now. And he said, the funny thing is, it really is a thanks Obama situation.
Thanks, Obama! He's our 44th president.
Yes.
He is 54.
52.
He is 53 years old today.
Dang it, Doug.
I even did the math.
Doug, why don't you give me clues, man?
Sorry, man.
Why don't you just help me cheat some?
Okay.
Just a little bit.
On this one. The last birthday.
Help me cheat, Doug.
An American actor, screenwriter, director, producer, musician. He made his first break co-writing and starring in the 1992 film One False Move. Next up for him was a little movie called Sling Blade.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
That was a good movie. Ugh. Ugh. That was a hard movie to watch.
Why'd you watch it?
I worked at the movie theater at the time, so I got to see movies for free, and it was like, I'm gonna watch this one. It's like critically acclaimed.
Sounds dumb.
And stuff and whatnot.
Did you hit the critic in the face?
John Ritter was in it.
Oh, John Ritter.
Yeah.
The only movie I ever cried in, Friday Night Lights.
What does that have to do with anything?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
Oh. He was the coach.
I never saw it. Sorry, guys.
Missed out.
You didn't cry in Varsity Blues?
Nope. No.
But it was so good. Don't you give me that look! James Vanderbeek?
No.
James Vanderbeek?
I know, but why would I cry in Varsity Blues?
I was just kidding. I don't even remember Varsity Blues. I remember I think I liked it when I saw it.
Yeah, it was funny.
But there's that scene with the coach and the guy.
Not going to cry about that.
Sports movies.
I know.
I cried at Guardians twice.
Guardians is good.
It's a good movie, guys.
Billy Bob Thornton.
60. That's way too old.
56.
He is 59 years old.
Oh,
okay. I guess not
right
way
there.
Too old. I was
he
right
is
there.
Getting up there.
Yeah. Dang.
On to dates. On this day in what year, plans for the city of Chicago were laid out.
Illinois was,
that was a fun song.
Chicago. You're a city, Chicago.
You're a city and you're really, really cool. Everybody likes
well,
you, no, they
the
don't.
Here's the question. Because Albuquerque was a city long before New Mexico was a state. So therefore, because I was thinking, well, when did Illinois become a state? But
Chicago
that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Burned down.
As far as I know, this is the first version of Chicago.
Okay.
Ah.
It makes sense. 1734.
1812.
1830.
Nice.
On this day in what year? The family of Lizzie Borden was found murdered in their Fall Rivers, Massachusetts home.
Gosh. I don't even know who that is.
You never heard about the story?
No.
Tell us the story, Doug.
Just like
she was like a little girl.
Oh, gosh. It's even worse, Doug.
And she did it.
What?
Yep.
I'm Googling this.
No!
Yes, I am.
It's too early!
No.
Nightmares!
Lizzie Borden took an axe. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh! What is wrong with you people? Wait, don't Google it, because now we're going to know the answer.
1972.
1938.
1892.
Oh, okay.
Lizzie Borden.
Whoa!
She looks like a crazy baby doll.
Yeah!
She died in 1927. Same place she was born.
Gosh!
On the lighter note, on this day and what year, the NBL and the NBAA merged into the National Basketball Association.
Ooh, the NBA. 1957.
1949. I'm just saying, what year Elvis Presley released Hound Dog?
Dang it. I was immediately about to jump out with 54, but I believe it's 56.
55.
1956 is correct.
Yes!
Good job.
No one beats me at Elvis trivia!
That's true. That's good.
On to number one songs.
Dang, dude. I know the king, man. I know the king. I know NASCAR, and I know the king. Was I born in Mississippi?
Yeah.
I think so.
You should have been. You missed your calling. You could have been a great redneck, Steve-O.
I really could have, Teo.
I know.
Gosh.
Anytime you want to be a redneck, I'll help you.
Okay.
All you got to do is just make yourself worse in general.
Okay. I can do that, man. But I'm a good old boy. I grew up watching Dukes of Hazzard. Come on. 19. Oh, is this 60s or 70s?
This is the 70s.
74.
1977.
1975. Oh. And the last one this morning.
Oh, 1980.
1983.
Wait. Maybe I just want to hear the whole song.
Nineteen eighty-seven is correct. This is International Clown Week. It's Simplify Your Life Week. It's International Breastfeeding Week. Today is National Psychics Day, but some of you already knew that.
Nah,
today is Single Working Women's Day.
Oh,
it's
Doug.
U.S. Coast Guard Day, and it is Chocolate Chip Day.
One of the greatest bands in the universe! So good. We got a great show. It's Monday. We got a Mad Lib Monday right around the corner. We got stuff to give away courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. We still got copies of Noah on Blu-ray. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get to our webcam because we got new merch. New static t-shirt.
We got a t-shirt. We got sunglasses. We got little cards.
I'm so excited. All kinds of cool stuff.
The sunglasses are because our future is so bright, you're going to need them.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that guy. Doug. He's got stuff for days.
Doug, are you a psychic?
I knew you were going to ask that this
morning.
I cannot confirm or deny.
That means yes, Doug. That's a confirmation.
Oh, man. Quick break. Right back. Some Family Force 5. Some Rise Against. And, of course, it's Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
I was reading about Lizzie Borden.
Gosh!
It's a creepy story.
Yeah, no thanks.
Here, let me read it to you.
No!
It says that her trial took place in New Bedford the following June.
Mmm.
Oh, it's so creepy. Oh!
And she was a kid?
Yeah, she was a kid.
Weird!
Look at her picture. Look at those eyes. She's coming after you. She looks like the lady in the ride at the Haunted Mansion.
Ugh.
That decapitates her husband.
Gosh! What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's too early for that.
Think about it. Let's just go see scary movies. Let's go see that scary movie.
Nope.
Today, we'll just go. We're in a scary mood today. It's raining.
No, we're not.
Let's just do it.
Nope.
What am I? Is it traffic?
Yes!
Speaking of scary. Ha! We have construction I-25 in Paseo. Also, due on report that a road is reduced to one lane. That's Highway 47 / Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Right now, that's the only thing showing up on our map. If you see something with your eyes and we don't talk about it, you can totally call us and let us know. And say, hey guys, guess what? You didn't say this? because your computer sucks, but this is going on. Blah, 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 blah.
505-338-3700. That's the studio line. 338-3700.
Call the studio, dude. Me.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. I rocked an iced dirty chai today.
I got a hot dirty chai.
That's my breakfast.
It's cloudy outside.
It's my breakfast. We mentioned this during breaking news.
Oh yeah,
Chris Villavicencio. Is that it? Villavicencio?
Who cares?
All right. He's a 9-year-old. He went out on the town with his family. He was in New York City at the Central Park Zoo when he got separated from his family. Most people would have freaked. Not Chris. Chris was stoked. He got separated from his parents in the middle of the Big Apple on Saturday, but instead of having a meltdown, this is what he did. He had been to the Central Park Zoo with his parents when he found himself alone, not knowing what else to do. He was like, hey, I'm going to go find my family. So he went out for a solo adventure. He went to Times Square. He was finally spotted by two policemen who took him to the Port Authority Youth Service offices. There they learned that he had actually been reported missing by his parents, who were freaking out. Ooh. But before returning him to his parents, about 2 hours after going missing, the cops gave him some yogurt to eat, showed him around the station. Mm. Which made a big impression on him, because when they asked him about it, he said it was the greatest day of his life.
Amen.
Ah, it's so great.
Adventure.
Chris, who is mildly autistic, didn't freak out, which is cool. Didn't have a meltdown. He just had a great day out in New York City. Chris's big day in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he hung out with some police officers. He got some yogurt. He got to see the station. He was in Times Square at one point.
Wow.
He was just walking around by himself, seeing the sights.
Just chilling. Just chilling.
For a few hours, Chris Villavicencio had the day of his life.
Man, I like this.
Yeah, so we thought, question of the day. This would be a fun question of the day. When you were a kid, this kid was 9. When you were a kid, what would you have called the greatest day of your life? Do you have any of those like kid days where it was like, dude, that was the greatest day of my 8-year-old life?
I have a memory. Just one.
Just one.
I've put all the rest of them in a pen sieve.
Ah, yes.
So that I'll never forget them. I won't lose them.
I can just, but when you put them in there, don't you forget them?
Well, it's so I won't lose them.
Oh, okay.
But I can pop them out. I can remember my memories.
Remembries.
Oh my gosh. If there's some band out there looking for a name, Remembering Memories.
Remembries.
No, Remembering Memories.
Remembries.
If you're going to be a band,
yeah,
you don't want your name to be Remembries.
Why not?
That sounds like a disease.
Remembering Memories is,
yeah,
a good band name?
Tell me, who would we get an email from? Remembries or Remembering Memories?
I like Remembries.
We differ.
Because you're remembering memories, but that's so hard to say. It's like a tongue twister. Think from stage, what would you rather announce?
Remembering Memories, because I wouldn't want everybody to think we were a joke.
Give it up for Remembering the Memories.
Well,
Memonides.
Most people would be able to say it. Some people.
Remembering the Memories.
That, I don't know. Is the announcer drunk? Matt, give up for Memories. Memories. That's what it is.
Rememberies.
Now, see, if I was wasted,
Memberies,
I would prefer Rememberies. Because I'd be like, all right, it's time for Rememberies. Have fun.
Remembering Memories is a terrible band name.
Exactly. And that's why I say that would be the one that got picked. Rememberies sounds like a card game. Or a pun. And we know who the king of puns is.
Oh, man. Who? What? Frank Castle.
Who pun it? You did. Haha. It's a who pun it. My memory that I remember remembering.
Your memory.
When I was a kid, one Christmas,
mm-hmm,
I wanted a He-Man sword.
Oh.
But it was the new version of He-Man that came out in the early 90s.
No!
Because I grew up on the original,
mm-hmm,
and then they had a new one that was kind of futuristic, so I was like, yeah!
I never saw that!
It's pretty cool. I'll look it up.
Was he the Master of the Universe?
Yeah, he still was. It just took place in kind of a different think. But I wanted this sword.
The sword?
Sword of something. Sword of power. And so, I wanted it for Christmas, and I wasn't sure if my parents were going to be able to get it for me, and I was real sad, and then Christmas morning showed up, and I didn't have it.
Oh.
And I was like, dang. But it was Christmas, so I was still happy. And then my dad says, hey, wait a second. What's that over there behind the bookcase?
Oh, snap!
And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, it was just like a Christmas story. He said, why don't you just go look? I think he set that up on purpose, because he loved that movie. He loved it. It's like the whole situation was just tailored to that movie.
Right.
Hmm. Anyway, I go over there, and there it is, the He-Man sword.
Yes!
I was so excited. This is one of the best days of my life. I was so excited. I loved it. I had a lot of good days as a kid, though.
Right,
tons of
see?
Them.
Exactly. And it's a Monday. We're remembering memories. It's Rememberies Monday. Rememberies Monday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
So dumb.
New York boy goes missing. I shouldn't say a New York boy. A boy goes missing in New York, hanging out with his family on vacation. Chris Villavicencio.
Villavicencio.
Got separated from his parents in the middle of the Big Apple on Saturday. Mildly autistic. His parents, of course, had a meltdown. But he did not.
Mm-hmm.
He has since called it the greatest day of his life. He didn't know what to do, so he decided to retrace his steps from the Central Park Zoo to Times Square, met up with some police officers, they took him down to the station, they showed him around, he got a yogurt for free.
Yogurt!
He was reunited with his parents, and he said, hey, greatest day of my life.
Yes.
So we thought, question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. When you were a kid, what would you have called the greatest day of your life? Gosh. So good.
So good.
All right. You got to tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio while you're there. Give us a word.
Ooh.
Because in 3 minutes, Mad Lib Monday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Owl City. Beautiful times. Static Radio. Good morning.
That song is dedicated to our boss, Daniel.
Loves it.
As always.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking about this 9-year-old boy who got lost from his family in New York City, one of the scariest cities on the planet.
Yep.
And instead of freaking out, he had the day of his life.
The best day of my life.
What did he say? There was like this big old quote. Chris said this was the greatest day of my life because this was the first day I was at the police station. That's great, man.
Won't be the last, Chris.
Stop it. 9 years old, got separated from his parents in New York City. Retraced his steps. Got to go to Times Square. He was at the Central Park Zoo. Some really rad places. And then the police officers found him and, you know, gave him a free yogurt. Showed him around the station. And he was like, this is the greatest day of my life! You know you have those memories.
Yeah.
Because at the time, you know, when you're 8 or 9 and something cool happens, it has to be automatically the greatest day of your life.
So he was visiting, right? They were visiting New
York
City.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us, facebook.com/mystaticradio, what was the quote-unquote greatest day of your life as a child? I have a few memories that could be construed as the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're doing right now.
What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now?
Well,
now!
It's the greatest game of your life.
The greatest game of my life!
You love this so much.
I've got a really sad life!
It's your favorite segment on the morning
it's
show.
It's the only thing I look forward to every week. Somebody help me.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Depression.
It's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Oppression.
That's Mad Monday.
Compression.
Stop it! It's such a great game!
Repercussion.
It's Mad Lib Monday. We need your words. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Teo's threatening to quit this game don't get some words
immediately. I'm not just going to quit this game.
I know.
I'm going to quit this life.
I've heard.
I'm going to disappear. I'm going to sail a schooner into the Pacific Ocean and die.
What?
Yep. Sail into my doom. Or plan B. Land on an island and open a casino resort.
But how can you sail on a schooner? Wouldn't you want to take a sailboat?
Rememberies.
Rememberies. I love that movie. Okay, 505-338-3700, the phone number. A schooner is a sailboat!
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
How goes it?
Good.
Yeah?
So what?
So what's up?
So what's up with you?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking you the question.
No, I'm asking you the question.
Oh, my gosh. Stop fighting
you
with
our listeners.
You
called our station.
Oh, my gosh. I just need an adjective, please. Just adjective.
You got an adjective?
An adjective. Let me think about that.
Yeah.
She had to go into the Cave of Wonders. There are words scribbled on the walls.
I have to chisel it in the walls.
Boom.
Whoa.
Chisel. Chiseled.
Adjective. Let me see.
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Whoa! Gnarly! Whoa! I heard that voice, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, love you guys. Mom love Fernando you. Always
Mom
loves
Fernando.
You guys.
Love
hey,
you, Mom
Fernando.
Love you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mom Fernando. The Fernandos.
That was gnarly.
Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Who are you, sweet little voice?
This is Bryn.
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 Where have you been?
That rhymed.
I don't basically know.
I
well,
don't
that's
basically
good.
Know.
Me either.
Bryn, we were just talking about you off air because you and your sister Claire hooked us up with this latest Mad Lib book, and we've decided that once we have filled it out completely and are done with it, we are giving it back to you completed because you guys are awesome and have done
Yay!
Cool things.
Yay!
Thank you.
You're Aww. Welcome, little sweet thing. Can I have a noun? May I? May I please have a noun? Better grammar.
Airplane.
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 Okay.
Are you and Claire having a good summer?
Yeah, Claire's still asleep.
That's
okay.
Cool.
That's okay.
Glad you were awake for this. We needed you today. That
Bryn,
was good.
Are you going to school this year?
She goes to school every year.
Yes.
How old are you?
Six.
Six. Okay, cool. Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
When does it start back?
A couple weeks.
Nice.
Hey, Bryn, earlier we were talking about this 9-year-old boy who got separated from his family in New York City, and it seemed scary, but he actually had the greatest day of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had one of those greatest days of your life? What's the greatest day of your life so far? All 6 years of it.
I don't think I've had one.
Oh, man.
You're
going to get
have
out
one.
More.
You're going to have a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you will.
Maybe it'll be today.
Tell your mom to take you out.
Well, I did go to New York.
You did go to New York?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I've never even been to New York. That's much cooler than my life. So, that's pretty awesome. Thanks for the call, Bryn.
Bye.
Bye.
Gosh.
Bryn.
Just want to eat gumdrops and jump on rainbows when I talk to her. She's so sweet.
He tells me the same thing when he watches My Little Pony.
I don't watch My Little Pony every day.
I know.
Rainbow Dash is just so magical. I'm just kidding.
Steve-O's a brony.
I've never
we
seen,
did that story.
I've
we
never
did that story,
seen My Little Pony.
And he made fun
You're
of that kid.
Jerk.
And he got curious.
Shut
and
up.
He went home.
I have never seen a single episode of My
I have
My
never seen
Pony.
You not wear My Little Pony merchandise since you started watching the show.
You're such a jerk. I've never seen that show!
Why do you love it so much?
Oh, gosh. Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
What do you guys need?
I need a new co-host who won't make fun of me for my life choices.
I need a reason to live.
Well, I got a job, but I'll ask around.
Okay. But thank you.
That's no help to me.
I'll take a noun, I guess.
Okay. Bumper.
Bumper.
Yes.
Okay. That's a noun.
Woo!
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You
good
too.
Luck.
Static.
I definitely don't need a reason to.
Oh,
that was hilarious. I love you guys. Oh, man.
Oh,
oh man.
Snap.
I love you guys. I Need a Reason to Live. That was so funny.
You're making fun of my pain.
It was too funny, man. It was too funny.
She didn't really have a good answer either.
Well, what would you say to I Need a Reason to Live?
Oh, no.
At first, I thought it was a little kid. That's what they were like. Funny. They were like, hi, what do you need? I'm like, I need a reason to live. Oh, my. Okay.
But what about that? Your mom?
The greatest day ever.
Greatest day ever. Willie, do you have one?
I've got so many greatest day ever.
Yeah.
Like, so many. But not like, well, I guess when I was a little kid, like, I remember Disneyland was like the greatest day ever. But also, like, tripping and like scraping my knee and then waking up like because that knocked me out and like there was a popsicle and like greatest day ever
was
like
that, his name
that
Lenny?
Was everything
right exactly
yes
I'm a
civil soul. I've also been convinced though that the day that y'all finish that book of Mad Libs and you give it back to Claire and her sister that will be their greatest day ever.
That's what it's about, making those greatest day evers for kids because kids are awesome.
They're going to get that book back and they're going to look at it and say,
gosh, Steve O'Reilly looks like a girl.
They're going to say, why can't I read any of these words? And then their parents are going to have to say, when you grow up you have terrible handwriting. It happens to every adult.
Yeah.
But y'all are the ones who wrote in it. So y'all are the ones with terrible handwriting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Amazing, amazing. No, it's kids. Stay in school, kids.
Steve-O actually has really good handwriting. It's just the spelling sometimes is...
Shut up!
It's devious.
Hey, APS, hey, bro.
Dyslexia is a thing, bro.
Hey,
dyslexia is a thing.
Bumper has a P in it.
I need a noun!
cast iron skillets.
Whoa!
They're good for cooking.
They are.
They are good for cooking. I made lamb last night, and it was not too bad. It was great.
Oh,
it was
okay.
The best.
But you can't soak it in your sink. You've got to make sure you take care of it and keep it lined with the oils. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, believe me. Yeah, the cast iron skillet sat on
don't
my.
Don't mess around with that.
I cooked for friends, and so they sat on my oven all night. And the first thing I'm doing right now, I just washed them off and I'm coating them in baking soda and blah, 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 blah.
Good.
It's not great to talk about on the radio. But I love you guys.
Love you too, Willie.
Hey, have a great day. Peace.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
The next word is celebrity, so I'm putting J-Law.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, J-Law, my love.
Oh, man.
J-Law.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
Hey, we need to discuss something.
It's Mad Lib Monday.
During the middle.
During the middle of Mad Lib. We don't have
time. It's aggravating me.
Okay.
And we've got to talk about it.
Gosh.
Our friend Dave Myers tweeted this.
Okay.
Somebody explain the scene at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. The credit scene?
Yeah.
Except he totally threw out what it was. So number one, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
Number two, he said, and I wrote, I think it's just a joke on the director's part. And he wrote, I hope so. Everyone in the theater was confused. I was mad! And I wrote, that's an exaggeration.
Wow.
And he wrote, your mom's an exaggeration. And I'm going to say,
does my mom
prays for all my friends, and she's probably praying for you right now, you jerk. Cuss word, cuss word, cuss word. So look for that on Twitter. Not for the faint of heart.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700. Do we have words on Facebook?
Yeah, we actually have a
lot of
words.
People were calling, and then you started going on.
They wanted to hear my story. They wanted to hear my remembry.
I need a plural noun.
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
I like it.
All right.
What else?
Verb ending in ing.
Ooh. Looks like we don't have any of those. We don't have any of those.
How about remembering?
Sending. We have a verb, so make it sending.
All right.
Yes.
All right. 505-338-3700, and the phone lines are jammed once again. Static!
What you need?
I need a verb!
How about a backflip?
Backflip.
Backflip!
That's a verb. It's a
good
one.
Love
you too, bro. Thanks. 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
We are doing really good.
Right on. I need a type of liquid.
Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Orange juice.
Orange juice. OJ. I'm just going to put OJ because that's a lot of letters.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that cool? All right. Sweet. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. We need your help. Static. Hello.
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 Hi. Can I get a noun?
Hi.
Need a noun.
Noun.
Noun. What's a noun?
It's a person, place, or thing.
Have you ever seen Adventure Time?
Yeah.
What is that elephant's name?
Mrs. What's her name? Doug, what's that elephant's name? With the short little legs.
Yeah. What is the elephant's
name? Yeah.
That's anyways.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do you have a noun?
Train? Yeah, train.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Best day when I was a kid?
Yeah.
We went down to Toys R Us. Oh. The only thing I ever remember all of us doing as a family. And we got a Nintendo NES.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh,
greatest
man.
Greatest day of my life.
That's a pretty good day. That's my greatest Christmas of my life was when I was a kid and I opened it up and it was like, what?
Yeah.
It was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Thanks. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you. Thanks
you
for calling.
All right.
Later.
Tree Trunks.
Tree Trunks
is the name of that little elephant that dude just sounded like. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Tree Trunks is a freaky weirdo. Tree Trunks freaks me out.
Tree Trunks?
Tree Trunks is scary.
Hey, y'all.
It's me.
Tree Trunks.
505-338-3700. I need an adjective. What do we got? We got tons on
Facebook.
Yeah,
we do. Adjective, let's see here. Golden brown.
Ah, all right. How about another adjective?
That kid's back on the escalator again. Bogus.
All right. Do we have part of the body? Plural?
Ankles.
Mm.
Booyah. Good job, Jed.
Nice. 505-338-3700. Intermingling Facebook and phone calls. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Love you guys.
Love you, man. Every day.
Awesome. What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
Noun. About trees.
Trees.
Or tree.
Tree works. I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tree Trunks. Dude, that show. So weird.
Tree Trunks.
505.
Tree Trunks.
338-3700. I need two more. Do we take it back to Facebook?
We can.
I need a noun.
Remembries.
Remembries. How do you spell remembries?
You can spell it like this guy did. Thank you, Nathan.
Or an adjective.
Nope, that doesn't qualify as an adjective. We need somebody to call in for an adjective.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Final word!
The final word.
This is it.
The final word.
I need an adjective.
The final word.
I need a describing word. And then we can end this madness, known as Mad Lib Monday.
Madness. Madness is cool.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to hang out there. Of course, we posted our question of the day. A 9-year-old boy got lost in New York City. And instead of freaking out, he retraced his steps, got to hang out at the Central Park Zoo,
yeah.
Went to Times Square,
yeah.
Hung out at the police station, got a yogurt, called it the greatest day of his life. So the question of the day, what was the greatest day of your life when you were a little kid? We all have those. Greatest day ever.
This is
the greatest day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yours was the He-Man sword.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
Another greatest day of my life, June 11th, 1993.
The day that Jurassic Park came out?
That's right.
Boom!
I know
you too well. Static!
Morning. Do you guys still need a word?
Yes. I need an adjective.
How about superfluous?
Yes.
Gosh, why do you make me spell hard words?
Because I love you.
I love you, too.
He's challenging me.
Superfluous. That's how I'm spelling it.
Superfluous.
Perfect.
Works for me.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too, man.
Superfluous.
Superfluous.
Greatest day of my life was the day that I spelled superfluous correctly.
My favorite color is here.
You ready to read this Mad Lib so we can move on?
Of course.
Oh!
This
Ninja Mad Lib book.
A Ninja Birthday Party.
Ooh.
Again, we want to thank Claire and Bryn for this book. Bryn, you're awake. Claire's not. Don't wake her up unless it's time.
Boom.
Or unless you just want to wake her up.
Mmm.
But your parents might get mad.
Mm-hmm.
So only do the right thing, Bryn. Do the right thing. It's called a Ninja Birthday Party. I always had a fantastically gnarly birthday parties when I was a small airplane. One year, there were all kinds of wild bumper rides. Once there was a giant inflatable cast iron skillet to bounce in. And one time, J-Law even showed up to do magic tricks.
Yeah!
Sounds like the best party ever.
Best birthday ever.
You go get the inflatable skillet! But my favorite party was when all of my pretzels came dressed as ninjas. Dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, salted caramel.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad rented a rock sending wall so we could climb like ninjas, and we practiced our sneaky ninja moves with a game of hide and backflip. That really does sound like a ninja game. We formed teams and blasted one another with OJ-filled balloons.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Later, in true ninja style, we whacked a train-shaped pinata with a pair of golden brown nunchucks.
Nice!
Everyone put bogus ninja tattoos like dragon swords and ancient tree symbols on their ankles. I opened my gifts, and my favorite was a remote-controlled voice-activated Remembries. Something so superfluous... something no superfluous ninja should be without.
Nice!
That's the Ninja Birthday Party.
Yay, we did it.
You gotta be careful with those inflatables.
Yeah?
They will get picked up by the wind and carried miles and miles away.
Yeah. And if you're in a cast iron skillet...
That's just ironic.
Yeah. Iron.
It's like the Lord's flipping
cast
the pancakes.
Ironic.
And you're the pancake.
Wow.
Flip.
I see what you did.
Yeah.
Multiple ways. We gotta take a quick break. Coming back. This 9-year-old boy went missing in New York, and it turned out to be the greatest day of his life. When you were a kid, what was the greatest day of your life? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. We'll get to that around the corner. Also, some Jonesetta, some Colony House. Got some good music coming up. Yeah, that's how we do. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
It's a lot going on. We have construction causing...
Contraptions!
Contraffic. We've got contraffic on the eastern side of Paseo. On the east side of 25, if you are eastbound, it's going slow. Probably due to the construction. Also, we have an accident reported at San Mateo Boulevard at Indian School. And we have a roadway reduced to one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast at Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Now, I do want to do a little bit of traffic because Doug pointed out that sometimes when there's not a lot going on and... Albuquerque, if you zoom out, you can see other cities.
Oh, yeah!
So I want to talk about what's going on down in Belen. Where is Belen? Where even is Belen?
Like, Upmore. It's not that far.
Where is it? I've got some sad news, everybody. Belen has disappeared.
It's not on the map.
Someone has destroyed Belen. Probably aliens. It could be a government thing.
I saw Red Dawn. That's where that starts.
Yeah.
Starts in a little town like Belen.
I'm really sad to report that Belen is gone.
Gosh.
Hang on.
It's too bad.
Hang on. Let's see. Let's see if Socorro is still here. How do you say it?
Yeah, that's right.
Nope. There's some kind of White Sands missile testing.
Yeah.
I think they probably missed and hit Belen, and it's gone. Right. I'm sorry, everybody.
White Sands is like way, you're way south on that map.
They missed hard. It was a hard miss. So that's pretty crazy, everybody.
Yep.
I wish they would have blown up Mountain Air.
What?
I don't like Mountain Air.
Stop it!
Well, some people like what they do, and some people don't like what they do.
Speaking
some
of
people
likes,
don't like what they don't like.
Boy went missing, and most people would say dislike. This boy said like.
Like.
Greatest day ever.
Hashtag like.
You're just joining us. A 9-year-old boy went missing in New York City. Mildly autistic. He was at the Central Park Zoo with his parents and his sister when he found himself alone. Didn't freak out. Decided to retrace his steps. Went out in search of his family. And it became adventure time for him. Took him out of the park, back to Times Square. He was finally spotted by a couple policemen who took him to the Port Authority Youth Services office. His parents were notified. He was okay. Now, before his parents showed up, the police officers gave him some yogurt. He got to take a look around the station. And they asked him how it was, and he said, "This was the greatest day of my life because it was the first time I saw the police station."
He loves police stations.
He does. So it was very cool. So after reading that story, I thought about all of my greatest days of my life. You know, when you're a kid, something cool happens, it's the greatest day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to know, a little fun on Monday, get you through it. Greatest day of your life as a kid, 505-338-3700. Mine was the first time I saw... No, I'm not going to ruin it.
Tell me.
No, I was going to...
Tell me.
I was going to continue your Twitter feud.
Twitter feud with Dave Myers. He's trying to get me to apologize, but I need him to apologize to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Friendship war on Twitter going on
I shouldn't have to apologize to somebody that has to apologize to me.
He spoiled in credit scene of Guardians of the Galaxy, so don't go to that. If you care about what happens after the credits on Guardians of the Galaxy, which we've seen twice.
Hang on. I'm telling him.
Twice.
I'm telling him to apologize for having a Twitter.
Ah. That'll work. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What was the greatest day of your life as a child?
Did anybody reply?
I had them. I don't know. You're our Facebooker guy.
Let me look.
It's over there.
Would you just let me look?
Fine.
How do you say this name?
Hiram.
Hiram says,
Kyrim.
May 25th, 1983, standing in line with my uncle while he made Darth noises through a paper towel tube for people around us at the Return of the Jedi premiere in New Orleans!
Hiram, I am with you.
What a good memory.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
All time. One of the greatest movies of all
Can
time
I just say,
was Return of the Jedi.
I feel like my boys are going to say that in years to come about...
GOTG.
Yep, Guardians of the Galaxy this last weekend. If you are a fan of Return of the Jedi, I feel like Rocket and Groot are like the new Han and Chewie. I really do. They're not as good. Luke this weekend said, they're like the Han and Chewie, but cooler. And I said, whoa. I don't know about that. I mean, they're like the new duo, but they're not. Oh, whoa. Cooler than Han and Chewie? Son. We had to have a really big theological discussion about how Han Solo and Chewie were way cooler.
It's too bad
Groot
that you're both wrong.
And Rocket. What?
Because the coolest dynamic duo was C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beep-a-deep-boop. They provided much-needed comic relief in the originals.
Theory.
Not necessarily in the prequels.
Theory. In every single Star Wars movie, R2-D2 actually is the one who saves the day.
That's
go
true.
Back and watch every
Trash
one
compactor.
Of them. Something happens, and without R2 doing what he did, the whole thing would have fallen apart.
That's true.
That's why he's there.
Yeah.
There's no purpose for him other than, he's actually the one that saved the day every time.
Yeah.
And he's just a little robot. He's not even thinking about what he's doing. Maybe he is. Maybe he knows.
He's a droid. He's there to serve you.
Give me that movie.
Greatest day of his life.
Give me that movie where R2's sitting down with his grand robots, and he's telling those little droids, he's like, hey, yeah. And the whole movie is just those noises. Wow! And the kids go, wow! The whole movie is just drawing noises.
Is it subtitled?
Yeah, subtitled.
Okay, good.
It's reenacted.
I want to at least understand what's happening.
Yeah, well, when we flash back, it's the real thing. But then we go back, and he's like... It's, and there's sad moments. There's sad moments because then we look over. Like, at one point, it gets real quiet and sad, and then you pans over, and there's a picture of R2's droid wife, who's not in the movie.
She's only
in the picture. And then it's like, up. And you're just sad.
She's R2
dead. Or it's like Wally.
Too.
Oh. Yeah. It's so sad. It's so sad all the time. But you really feel for him.
That sounds like the worst Star Wars movie.
Nuh-uh. Have you ever seen The Witch of Endor or whatever?
I have, actually. That was the worst.
Was it The Witch
of Endor? That was the Ewok movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. Or the Christmas special.
Ugh. There's some bad Star Wars moments.
Or the prequels.
Oh, God. Those were pretty bad. Greatest day of your life. 9-year-old goes missing for hours in New York City, and instead of people freaking out on him, you know, he had the greatest day of his life, retracing his steps. I agree. Jedi, seeing Jedi, had to be one of those. Doug! Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a riot on the street.
Tell me where were you? You were sitting home watching your TV.
Doug,
while Doug was participating in some anarchy.
Stop quoting lyrics!
Sublime.
Doug!
Yeah, sublime.
Stop it!
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Great. Greatest day of your life. Dude, when I was a kid, 4th of July weekend, I was living in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And my mom, we had moved up there because my mom was an air traffic controller and we didn't have a place yet. So the government's like, hey, we're going to excessively spend money for you to stay at a really nice hotel to live there until you guys find a home.
Yep.
So we were living in the Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico. It's not as cool as like the Plaza Hotel in New York City.
In NYC.
That's for sure. Yeah. But they did film part of No Country for Old Men in there, which I saw like half of that movie and fell asleep. And I've never seen it. I've never finished it. But I was like, hey, Josh Brolin's in the same hotel that I lived in.
Cool.
All right. That's not the coolest part, though. The coolest part So I was a kid. It's 4th of July weekend. And my favorite movie of the moment, because it changed weekly when I was a kid. Actually, that's not true. Jedi's the greatest movie of all time. Was Vice Versa with Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage. I saw that movie 140 times. Have you ever seen it? Where they switch places and the kid's an adult and the adult's a kid and it was hilarious. Judge Reinhold's in it. Did I mention Judge Reinhold?
I like Judge Reinhold.
Me too. So, okay, you'll love this story. 4th of July weekend, we're living in a hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And 4th of July, they have this carnival and cool stuff in Las Vegas, New Mexico, right? So I'm like, booyah, we're hanging out, we're having a good time. And we had lived there for a couple months at this point. So the front desk receptionist girl, like, knew our family at this point, right? Because we've lived there for a few months.
I like it.
And they said, a movie star's coming to stay up here for the weekend. And we said, a movie star? And they said, yeah, he's been in a couple movies. He's not, like, really famous, but... have you ever heard of him? His name is Judge Reinhold. And yes. I was like, Judge Reinhold! I lost my mind, right? And it was like, Judge Reinhold's come to stay here. So, I stayed up. I stayed up late because they said he was coming in that day. And I sat on the couch in the lobby and I was like, I'm going to meet Judge Reinhold because he's my favorite actor because he plays a little kid in Vice Versa. But he's an adult. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. Classic.
So,
classic scenario.
I sat there and I waited. Dude, he was in Gremlins.
Yeah.
He was in Fast Times.
Yeah, he was in
Jurassic
Park.
He was in Beverly Hills Cop.
He was in Titanic.
He was in
Little Monsters.
You are ruining. No, that's Fred Savage.
He was in Care Bears 2.
No!
He was in
Judge Reinhold!
Independence Day.
Ugh.
He was in.
I quit.
Lincoln.
I'm leaving.
He was in. He was on Eminem's album.
He's Judge Reinhold.
I know. He's pretty great.
He's great.
He was in The Santa Claus.
He came in and
was he in The Santa Claus?
That's Tim Allen.
No, who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Was he in The Santa Claus?
No, I don't even know. Because after Vice Versa, it didn't even matter. It was Judge Reinhold. So I'm sitting there on the couch all day, bro. All day. Waiting for Judge Reinhold. It was like, he's not coming. Finally, at like midnight, I was asleep on the couch.
Oh, did he come wake you up?
And he came in, and I remember stirring. Oh, I'm stirring. He was in Santa Claus. Cool.
He got the weenie whistle.
I was stirring, and all of a sudden, I was awakened. It wasn't even Christmas time. It was the 4th of July.
What are you doing?
Judge Reinhold was there. I was like, Judge Reinhold, you're my favorite actor.
Why are you playing a Christmas song?
I love you, Judge Reinhold.
Because of Santa Claus.
He goes, cool.
Cool.
Like he did in Vice Versa.
Cool.
And I was like, awesome. So then I was like, okay, it was good to meet you. I'm going to bed. And I start walking up the stairs, and he's walking up the stairs.
Yep.
And he's walking up the stairs, and I'm walking up the stairs.
Nice.
And I get to my room, and I'm like, Mom, Judge Reinhold's here. Because he was walking right by me. And then he goes, oh, our rooms are connected. Cool. And so our hotel rooms were connected, and he actually kept his door open, and we got to hang out with Judge Reinhold.
Nuh-uh.
And it was the coolest experience. Greatest day of my life. It was the greatest day of my life. Judge Reinhold changed my life.
You really did hang out with him?
I really did, and it was the coolest thing ever.
How come you didn't know he was in the Santa Claus?
I was like a little kid. Because that was like post anything
so
cool.
So he wasn't cool after you hung out with him?
Well, I was a little kid at the
it
time,
didn't matter
so vice
anymore.
Versa. It does matter.
You were just on to the next one.
I've never seen the Santa Claus.
You were on to the next one. You're like, oh, I've hung out with him. He's old news. Give me Fred Savage now. Give me Brad Pitt. Those are the cool actors. That's what you did. That's how friendship works.
I was a little kid.
Even from a young age.
Thanks, Judge Reinhold, wherever you are in the world.
Thanks, Judge.
You made a little 9-year-old dream come true.
Your name is Judge. I bet that was confusing.
Gosh. Oh, greatest day of your life when you were a kid stories. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Gotta work hard. I'm gonna call you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, there.
Okay, up and at him.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hey.
Sup?
What are you doing?
Just watching some traffic updates.
What's going on?
On the computer.
What's going on? Guys, there's an accident reported at San Mateo Boulevard and Indian School. We have some construction going on. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Doc Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. And we have construction I-25 in Paseo. Real quick, I want to give an update on traffic in Moriarty. Let's see what's going on. Where is Moriarty? Why don't these little towns show up on our map? Did it get destroyed? Is this Moriarty?
I thought so.
There's so much traffic in Moriarty, it's not even showing up. It's just so much. There's a lot to do in this world. Guys, I want to talk a little bit about spending problems. I want to talk a little bit about budgeting. What? Why won't my map move? Hang on. Let's see what's going on in Corona. Let's see.
Nothing.
We got some sandy beaches. Looks like there's a little extra over here, but it's a little light on this side. Okay, Corona.
That's it?
That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Okay.
Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, speaking of accidents.
No, Steve-O.
Mabry Memorial. It's a mortuary in Houston. They had an accident. A big one. Dude was saying goodbye to his mother at her funeral earlier this week. He was looking at her photo on the cover of the funeral program and saying, I want to remember the days when she looked like this. Because as he was looking at his mother,
yeah,
she looked a little different.
Like, well, I mean, she was passed away, so she was she like pale?
Yeah, his
or?
Mom had passed away, you know, and so... The mortuary, the funeral home, they embalmed the body and then they gotta like make up the body up and stuff and whatnot, you know? make it seem presentable. So they presented the body to the son first. Said, here you go. This is your mother's body. And he is looking at it and he said, quote, it doesn't look like my mom.
Well, sometimes when they put like all the makeup and stuff on, it looks a lot different.
So he says, quote, do you think maybe you have the wrong body? Maybe it's someone else back there? End quote. The lady at the mortuary said, quote, sir, we don't make those kinds of mistakes. End quote. So the service went on and the body was buried with his father, who was a World War II veteran. And they said their goodbyes to 81-year-old Edna Lawson. And the son was like, cool. All right. Going back home. Then the phone rang the next day.
Okay.
He got a call from Mabry Memorial Mortuary and said, hey. So we were in the back, and you used to work at Forever 21.
I did.
In the stock room, right?
Yeah.
So the lovely people at Mabry Memorial were in the stock room, if you will, in the back, and realized...
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. We found that dude's mom. Still not buried. Still in the back. He even asked if they had a different size in the back, and they said, no, sir. Everything we have is on the floor.
Oh. And his real mom was in the back, and this was just some lady? This was just some lady? Dave Myers, apologize! Apologize for hurting this guy's feelings, Dave Myers!
This is the worst story ever. So, Bruce, the son, came back to the funeral home. And the second he saw the body, he said, quote, that's my mother. She looks like her. See?
Yep.
He trusted the appearance had changed through embalming and through makeup. And that's why he didn't recognize the mother. And he assumed that the funeral home had gotten it right, that it was his bad. Now, here's the problem. They had already buried his mom in the Houston National Cemetery, placed on top of his dad, who was a World War II veteran, in this amazing tomb place.
Mausoleum?
Something. Well, they buried him in the ground, though.
Oh.
So maybe not a mausoleum.
Yeah,
Mabry Memorial told KHOU 11 they exhumed the lady's body. They're going to give her a proper burial. They called all of the parties involved with the mix-up. They've apologized to the family for the inadvertent mistake. They offered to bury the mom second time free of charge.
Free of charge. You get a discount this time.
Hey, guys. This time, hey, it's on us. This time. But here's the problem from the son's perspective. How do you say goodbye a second time? Quote, you don't want to send the loved ones through that all over again, so what do you do? Asked the son. I have another funeral?
Oh.
What do I do? Because now that we found my mom's actual body, do we redo it? Because they already had a big old funeral and everybody's crying and saying their goodbyes. Whoops, the next day, wrong body. Though the son was like, dude, are you sure that's my mom?
No. I would just switch it out and be done.
You wouldn't have another funeral?
No. It's not like she's going to care.
This was his quote. She wanted a spiritual way to leave the earth, but it got robbed from her and her spirit.
What?
I don't know.
Has he been talking to her spirit?
No clue.
Oh,
so he doesn't
goodness.
Know what to do, whether or not to just rebury her or have another funeral. The following statement was released in the paper by Mabry Memorial Mortuary. Gosh, this music. I'm changing it.
I enjoyed it.
That's not it. That's the wrong one, too. I hit the wrong button. Okay.
This puts a different spin on the story.
I seriously
was it a happy death?
No, it was the wrong Disney music, because I was on the Disney page. That was the Haunted Mansion music, and now I'm trying to find a different one. Just putting normal music. Gosh!
I feel like you made it a different story. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
Gosh.
This is not your mom. We don't think she's here. She's probably in the back, and we'll try it all again. Will you still be our friend? We'll give you a discount. What?
Oh, this was a statement in the newspaper. Last week, Mabry Memorial Mortuary inadvertently mistook the body of Edna Lawson for another person also left in our care. The other body was buried in Mrs. Lawson's gravesite on July 26, 2014, while Mrs. Lawson remained in our facilities where she currently rests. The other body has been exhumed. We will properly bury Mrs. Lawson. She will be buried in her gravesite next to her family members within the coming days. When we discovered the mix-up, we immediately contacted the affected families, apologized for the error, and took all appropriate steps to rectify the situation. We've also taken steps to ensure that a similar situation does not happen in the future. That's code for that dude got fired.
That dude got fired.
Yeah. Mabry Memorial Mortuary has been a community partner for 17 years, providing memorial services to and quality healing experiences for families in the Houston area. We deeply regret that the Lawson family had to endure this temporary delay.
Temporary delay.
Properly transitioning their loved one. We'll do everything we can to make the remainder of their experience comfortable.
I love the language, properly transitioning their loved one.
What would you do, man?
I seriously, if there was a mix-up, I'd be like, oh, because I wouldn't want to go through it all again.
Right!
I would just say, yes, replace the body, cover all the expenses. That's what I'd probably do. I'd be like, if you can cover all the expenses of the first funeral, you know, of the funeral and cover all these expenses.
Oh, like the refund the original?
I would ask them to cover all of the expenses for the mix-up. And I would just get them. I wouldn't have another funeral. I wouldn't do all that stuff.
I feel like they kind of should do that. Seriously.
Have another funeral?
No.
Oh, cover the expenses. Yeah, they should cover the whole shebang.
All of them. Because it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, funerals
are
very expensive.
That's a big mix-up.
I've seen the commercials.
Especially since the son was like, hey, guys, that doesn't look like my mom. Mm-hmm. And they said, quote, sir, we don't make those kinds of mistakes.
You know what mistakes you do make? Those kinds! Pay for my stuff!
Actually, you do, yes.
Case in point. Me! They should
That's
have to cover.
That's awful!
That is awful. I think they should just have to cover the whole thing. But yeah, again, I wouldn't do the whole funeral all over again.
No?
That's a lot of stuff.
Ugh.
No, because everybody's grieved and they're trying to move on.
Yeah, but you were grieving the wrong body.
That's okay. It's not the person. It's just the body.
That's true.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're not going to appreciate it if you grieve them a little more.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Son tried to tell the funeral home that they were burying the wrong body, but they said, come on, bro. We've been doing this 17 years. That's your mom. No, I don't know. That doesn't look like my mom.
Yeah, we're pretty sure. Obviously, you don't know what your mom looks like, idiot.
Gosh!
That's her.
What a dumb.
We don't make those mistakes.
Things change when people die. Embalming fluid. We tried to put makeup on as best we could. That's your mom. All right?
That's a terrible
Let's
situation.
Let's just bury your mom.
That's a terrible situation.
That's awful!
That's awful.
Especially when he said, quote, you always assume the funeral home gets the right body. So he agreed. He was trusting them. Said, cool. Imagine being the person at the funeral home where it's like, Joe, hey, man. So I was in the stock room. I was back there. And that guy's mom is back there. We found that guy's mom. That remember that guy that was here last week? And we were like, hey, no, we don't make those kind of mistakes. Who wants to call the son? Who's going to call the son? You going to call the son? Joe, I think you should call the son. I'm going to go throw up. I don't know what to do.
Yep.
I can't imagine. Oh, gosh.
That
terrible
would be rough.
Situation.
That would be a rough situation.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've ever lost a loved one and you've been through all the funeral stuff, you can only imagine.
Right!
I can only imagine.
What it would be like.
What it would be like.
2 days later when you get a phone call saying.
When I walk.
Hey.
Up to the casket side.
No, remember how you were grieving
look
and you
down
said
on.
It didn't look like your mom? The good news is. You know your mom better than anyone else.
Good news.
You were right.
Hey. Huh? How does it feel?
So you don't have
we
to
were
carry
wrong.
That weirdness of, that you,
you
didn't
right.
recognize her. Man, you're
you know your mom so well.
So well.
You guys were obviously close.
Oh, so close.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This means that was the wrong body.
Oh.
No harm, no foul. We're going to call it even.
Yeah.
Even, Steven. We made a mistake.
And we're totally going to pay for the funeral. We're hooking you up. We're going to bury her for free.
Come on down.
Yeah, we found her, man.
Let's play Plinko. Can we play Plinko?
No.
I would have said that. would have said, okay, two things. If you will pay for the funeral and replace it, and then we can play Plinko, we'll call it even.
I don't even know what... Gosh, man. I don't even know what I would do. I don't even know what I... Here's the crazy thing, because when my father passed away, when my dad died, we cremated him and scattered his ashes, okay? We didn't bury him in the ground at the funeral home right there. What if that had taken place? Like, hey, we know that you cremated your loved one and scattered their ashes in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the wrong ashes. We're going to need, if you have any left, we're going to need those back. Cause we found your mom. She was still here. You were right. Thank God. I know it sounds crazy, but thank God they just buried her.
Yeah.
Because I can't even fathom
whose ashes was
that. Somebody had called
our
family and said, hey, guys, we know you just drove a few hours and scattered your dad's ashes in the mountains, but yeah.
Well, newsflash.
I don't even know what I would, yeah.
Good news. We've got a second option for you with the ashes. You can keep these in an urn. It's not that we found more. It's just that we found all of your parents' ashes because they were actually here. And you just got rid of the Petersons' ashes. So they are thankful.
The only way to talk about this is to joke because I am so uncomfortable. I don't even know what I would do.
I don't even know what I would do. I would probably...
Kudos to Bruce. Bruce Lawson. For... Gosh, being a stand-up citizen and totally not being weird about getting the phone call that they found his mom and he was right.
I brought
the
music back.
Yeah. Gosh.
Maybe.
We'll bring it back around.
Well,
to
you
got to
think too. This is a much better call to get than, oh, hey, guess what? We went to the gravesite to double check on your mom, and the grave was open, and she'd climbed out. So now it's cool. We're gonna fund the manhunt. Corpse hunt. We're going to fund it. She's got to be in the area. According to traditional zombie lore, she doesn't move that fast. Now, this could be a World War Z situation. She could be traveling at an increased rate of speed, in which case we really need to get a move on in this investigation. Do we have your full cooperation? We're going to need permission to possibly gun the zombie down. Are you cool with that? You're the closest living relative. Look, there's evidence to suggest that she could be taking people out. And we don't want a zombie. That would reflect poorly on this funeral home. We've got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah. Kudos, Houston. You have a problem. Oh, Mabry Memorial Mortuary. For all of your mortuary needs. We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, we'll switch gears to the 9-year-old who was lost in New York City, and it became the greatest day of his life. From worst to best. That's how we do.
Dave Meyer says he took all of our moms on a date last night.
Oh, no!
He brought your mom into it.
He did?
From Silver City.
Dude's going down.
You're going down, Dave Meyer. Call in!
It's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Let's look at traffic and see what it is.
Oh, no.
There's an accident, I-25 Frontage Road North at Alameda. So a little bit north of the construction at I-25 in Paseo, we have an accident. Again, Frontage Road North at Alameda, there's an accident. Also, we have a lane closure. The roadway is reduced to one lane. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus, right here. It's where we is. 505-338-3669 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, today is a special day.
Yes, it is.
44th President of the United States, President Obama. Birthday. We talked about that during birthdays this morning. You can catch that every single weekday morning, 6:45. Get a birthday shout-out in on Team Awesome Morning Party. Well, thanks to the 44th president, and his better half, actually.
Yes?
Some schools are none too happy right now. Campus bake sales, a mainstay, a staple of school fundraisers, are going on hiatus.
What?
Yeah. Federal law that aims to curb childhood obesity means that dozens of states' bake sales must adhere to nutrition requirements that replace cupcakes and brownies with fruit cups and granola bars. These restrictions took effect in July from the 2010 Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act championed by Mrs. Obama, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, her Let's Move campaign. The law overhauled a lot of nutrition standards, affecting more than 30 million children. And among those changes, French fries were out, baked sweet potato fries were deemed to be okay, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But the law also requires that the U.S. Department of Agriculture set standards for all food and beverages sold during the school day, which includes vending machines, snack carts, and any daytime fundraisers.
Hmm.
Yeah. That means bake sales. Kids, you're coming back in the fall. No bueno. No can do. No more cupcakes. No more Twinkies. No more ho-hos. No more ding-dongs. You gotta go healthy, bro.
Yeah,
go healthy. It's fruit cups and it's raisins.
Raisins are the best thing ever.
Come buy our raisins at our bake sale. 505-338-3700. We gotta come up with some new ways.
We do to
raise some money for these kids. What does that mean for like Girl Scout cookies? Can they not sell them on campus?
Fat free.
Interesting. Static.
Well, well, well.
Oh, the accuser, the false prophet himself, has graced us with his presence.
I don't even know what's going on. I've been doing
I'll tell you what's going on.
I've been doing the morning show. I haven't had time for social
media. Your holier-than-thou co-host.
I'm not holier than Steve-O.
Started a Twitter war.
Oh, no.
I'm just here minding my own business.
Spoiling the end of movies.
I didn't spoil no movie.
That is a double negative, sir. That means you spoiled a movie.
Whoa!
hey, Steve-O.
Huh? What?
Pipe down.
I'm the grammar king, all right? If you're going to insult my friend, at least do it with
between,
proper grammar.
This is between Matthew and I.
Okay.
I will not be triple teamed or double teamed with you and Doug and Celeste and Mitch or whoever else you want to throw into the ring here.
Okay.
Yeah. This is just between Mateo and I.
I'll step away.
I'm humbling myself. I'm calling in. We've had this Twitter war going for about 2 hours now.
It's been pretty good.
It's been very good. I've laughed hysterically many times. However,
yes,
I am humbling myself. I am calling in to allow you to apologize.
Yeah.
On the air.
All right, Doug. What should I do?
An apology too.
Doug, intern, or now producer. Producer Doug.
Producer Doug says he needs an apology first.
Doug hung up on me for the first time.
No, you called in and said, I apologize and click.
I
didn't even know who
let
it was.
The record be shown to the jury.
Yeah.
That I called in and Doug hung up on me.
Man.
Doug, is that what happened?
False. I have
okay,
the recording.
Okay, hey, as the independent third party here,
you're our mediator.
I have no idea what's going on. I've been doing a morning show, so I haven't had time for your little
Twitter paintings. Our Twitter
paintings.
Okay.
David Myers.
Hashtag Twitter painting.
On the phone. Okay. I'm going to hear both sides. All right?
No.
Okay.
How about this? On the count of three, we both just say we're sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
I'll do it, Doug.
Are you guys ready?
All
okay.
Right.
Doug. Tail, David, at the samesies, same time, okay? I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and all of you guys have to apologize. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3.
I apologize
for David being a dummy head.
Oh, my gosh! No! Nope. Doug, you said nothing.
I had the mic cut out.
Oh, the mic cut yeah. out. Okay. Teo.
What?
You called David a dummy.
I said I apologize for him being a dummy head.
Oh.
And Dave
and
apologized.
Dave actually apologized.
So he did the right
I
thing.
I actually apologized. So yeah. I took the higher road.
You did.
He did. And the higher road meaning that me and Doug won.
Oh. You know, hey.
This is America. Guys, it's not about being right. It's about winning.
I love.
Wow.
It's all about getting the apology.
Doug.
Well, there you have it, Static Radio listeners.
No, hey, guys, I love you both very much.
Integrity.
But David is the winner of this. David,
guys,
I'm sorry,
guys. Don't give it to Dave.
Hold on.
Don't give it to David.
Judges? Oh, I'm the judge? Okay. I got to give it to Dave.
David?
He actually apologized, guys. All right.
He made a funny voice. I don't know if it was real.
I don't know. It seemed authentic. David, you wouldn't be lying to me, would you, with sarcasm? That was a real apology, right?
That was absolutely a real apology.
That was a real apology.
Mm. I can hear him crying in his emotion.
It's because my heart is so grieved right now.
You have torn my heart asunder. The top of my heart was ripped. It was ripped from top to bottom.
Now,
Yeah.
And now I am exposed.
What say you, producer Doug?
I have never even met Dave, and he brought me into this. He called and hung up on me.
Man.
Wow.
Doug, are you kidding me right now? Last time I was in the studio, we met, and you forgot already?
Wow.
Dave Myers.
This is going badly for you guys.
Dave Myers, why are you?
This really is going badly. Yeah.
Did you enjoy Guardians?
That was Peter Benson.
No, that was you. Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed right now.
Dave, listen. Did you enjoy Guardians?
I loved Guardians.
You just didn't. You thought the credit scene was kind of dumb. Now, some people don't know.
I thought the credit scene was stupid.
Some people don't know.
Okay.
But you know what? I will say this. If there was one thing I could say that I didn't like about Guardians is that it didn't give me a teaser for Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that's true.
But the movie was so good, and I liked the credit scene. I thought
it
was funny. And I think that was the thing, was it was supposed to be a joke.
Or they're making a new one!
Oh, no.
Let me put it to you this way. I thought it was funny from the standpoint of, what the heck, Howard the Duck? But I will not think it's funny if they make another Howard the Duck movie.
I'm with you on that, because I just don't care about Howard the Duck.
Guys.
Howard the Duck was the worst movie ever made.
Oh, you're hurting his... Oh, is there about to be a war? Oh, no! The high road has been vanquished!
You, sir, have insulted me!
No!
You have taken off your glove and slapped my cheek, and I, to you, must war your face with words!
Go to Twitter!
You shall never best Howard the Duck! Thou hast bequeathed my duckling!
What? You have a duckling?
Yeah.
Where?
Are you being serious right now?
I loved that movie
really did
when I was
like
a little
it.
Kid and didn't know how gnarly it was.
Yeah.
I was
Go watch
kid.
It again and you
I
won't
can't.
Be saying this.
I
You'll
can't.
Be like, oh!
I refuse, because from everything that everybody talked about on Facebook and Twitters and everything about how awful that movie was, it was like, I will never go back and view you, Howard, because you were amazing when I was 9. I will never, ever watch it again. I made that mistake with my kids by watching The NeverEnding Story, telling them how it was the best movie of all time, and then my kids watched it and they were like, Dad, this is the dumbest movie. The puppets' mouths aren't even moving with the words. And I'm like, look, bro, it was great. Use your imagination, okay? When I was a kid, we didn't have CGI graphic talking dogs, okay? All right? Falcor is a genius.
Hey, we're getting off topic.
Hey, you know what, Dave?
Hey.
I will apologize for this. I'm sorry for wasting 2 hours of your time.
You didn't waste 2 hours of my time. And as a matter of fact, You're more woven into my heart than ever before.
Yeah, because we're friends. You know what? I was secretly hoping that people were trying to, like, watch it, and they were thinking, oh, no.
Oh, no.
They hate each other. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The truth is, I'm terrible at comebacks. I was in here, you can ask Doug. I was like, somebody give me a comeback. I'm horrible. Somebody tell me what to say.
Hey, guys, we learned some great things today.
We did.
I love you both so much.
We did.
Friendship trumps Twitter.
That's right.
And terrible George Lucas movies from the 80s.
Hashtag.
Amen,
wait,
brother.
George Lucas made Howard the
Duck?
Yes!
He did? Yes!
Oh, that's
Get
the worst. Steve-O.
Leah Thompson was in it, and Tim Robbins was in it.
Don't stop believing. Why are you defending George Lucas?
Because
this is a stupid battle.
He had such great hits as Howard the Duck and the Ewoks.
Things have happened in your heart. What's wrong? Dave, we need to commit to pray for our friend Steve-O every
day.
It's
like a child, man. I just believed that George Lucas couldn't make crappy movies.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
even your children don't believe that. Your children understand. Your children are like, hey, Dad, you need to live in the real
world.
Tell
you what, I'd watch Howard the Duck every day over episode one.
Oh.
Movie is stupid.
I don't know.
I love you, David.
Love you.
I love you too, boys.
Love you forever.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Like you for always. As long as I'm
living. I love you forever.
My baby will be.
That's right.
Oh,
good
David
night,
Myers.
Moon.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. What? That's friendship. That's friendship. That's how it works. Doug, that's how it works, isn't it? Yes? See? You're my friend, too.
Okay.
You want to get on Twitter war with me?
Are we gonna go watch Howard the Duck now and realize how terrible that movie was?
You can. I'm going to avoid it.
When I was a kid, I thought it was great stuff. The mom from Back to the Future was in it.
I understand
like,
that.
Dude, mom from Back to the Future.
Yeah, it's she made
Leah
great
Thompson.
Decisions in that trilogy. Also,
George
Lucas.
No,
I'm kidding. Back to the Future trilogy, probably one of the best.
Of all time?
Yeah. If
of
not the
all
best.
Time. It's
because
one of the best trilogies well, in the universe.
It might be the best. Let's talk trilogies real quick. No, think of trilogies and you have to consider every movie.
Lord
now,
of the Rings.
Yes, you got Star Wars Trilogy Original.
Yes.
You've got Lord of the Rings, and you've got Back to the Future.
And you're about to have The Hobbit.
Yeah.
You have Toy Story.
I feel like people don't care about The Hobbit as much
Toy
as they cared
Story.
About Lord of the Rings.
I agree with that.
Why is that, though? Because we were, I mean, they're great movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like people are just kind of sick of Middle Earth?
Maybe. I don't know. I loved it.
I thought they were great. I even liked the way they filmed it. Some people hate that, and I thought it was cool.
I'm a fan.
It lended to the magic.
I'm a fan.
That's what I thought. I thought, hey, this is like Lord of the Rings, but it takes place beforehand, and it looks a little different.
And
I feel like I'm in a different realm.
I'm excited. My kids are excited. They saw the trailer, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Before Guardians, they're freaking out.
Okay. Oh, Daniel, our boss Daniel, he's pointed something out to me.
Uh-oh. Did we forget a trilogy?
Yes, he says... Well, he says the reason people don't care about The Hobbit is because the first three were so boring.
Daniel, who you were going to catch on Afternoons with Celeste because she's on vacation. I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
I don't even know anymore. I don't even know him anymore.
Daniel is our friend. He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
He is. He's hilarious,
hey,
too.
You know what? That would be a fun question of the day one day. Which is the best trilogy?
Gosh.
Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or Back to the Future?
You're forgetting a few. Toy Story trilogy?
Yeah. They're coming out with another.
The original Ninja Turtles trilogy?
No.
Turtles in Time?
Turtles in Time was one of the lamest movies. Okay, hey, Daniel. Daniel just texted me and said Jurassic Park trilogy. And I am the biggest fan of Jurassic Park you guys will ever meet. But as a trilogy, bad.
Bad.
The second one was okay.
Second one, no! Second was terrible. It's like, hey man, how are we gonna take out this Velociraptor? I don't know, but I'm about to get a gold medal in the Olympics.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
It was okay.
It was so
but
bad.
You got to think about the Stegosaurs at the beginning, which were majestic and wonderful. The dual T-Rex thing was really cool.
What about the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy?
Oh, stop! Stop it! Stop! Iron Man trilogy.
Man,
second one was okay.
We're gonna have an Avengers.
Trilogy. I loved the third one. A lot of comic fans hated the third Iron
the
Man.
Third one.
I thought it was a
that
genius
was a great
movie.
Trilogy.
They were upset that they didn't do the real man, the quote unquote real Mandarin.
What about the Matrix?
No.
Come on, guys.
You are alone in that battle.
No,
you truly are
Joey.
The one, because you are the only one.
Okay, what about when there was a trilogy and then they ruined it by making a fourth one, but we don't think about the fourth one because there can only be three because the three were fantastic.
Yes.
Because Indiana Jones
yes.
was the trilogy. It would have been on the list because Temple of Doom and Last Crusade are awesome. And then they were like, how can we ruin this Shia LaBeouf? Gosh.
Oh, Transformers trilogy.
Before they made a fourth one.
The fourth one.
The second one was terrible, and I would say no.
I liked the third one, but that movie, I remember it was like a constant action scene, and I remember being stressed out when it was over. I was like, oh. But the fourth one, the new one, the only impression I got of it was that it was just a long movie. Daniel's the same way.
Yeah. Here's what we need to do. We're gonna put a little pin in this. We're gonna stick a pin in this.
Yeah.
And we're gonna revisit it on Wednesday.
Okay.
Comics Corner.
Yeah.
Question of the day for Comics Corner.
I like that.
Greatest trilogy of all time.
The greatest trilogy.
Man.
Of all time.
So everybody's got a couple days to be a nerd and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can Indiana Jones count minus the fourth one?
I think so. Well, and it's the same thing with Transformers.
Does that mean the Alien trilogy? Because it's a quadrilogy because they made the fourth one Resurrection.
Maybe we should keep it to hard trilogies. Because,
hard trilogies. Well, like, that means Star Wars is out because technically there's six now.
Yeah, you can't count the prequels as a real Star Wars movie.
So we can still say that A New Hope and Empire and Jedi are the greatest trilogy?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Who makes these rules?
Me.
I feel like we're limiting ourselves.
No, they're being passed down from the top.
The Ooh, top. What about the Dark Knight trilogy?
See?
Hard. That's, except between everybody talking like idiots, I can't really put it in there.
Hey,
Bane sounds like the turtle from Neverending Story.
But Catwoman was awesome.
We have been here for thousands of years. I'm a turtle mountain.
Wait, who are you?
I was Bane asleep.
Oh. Oh, that's happening on Wednesday. Some angels and airwaves coming up. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Careful traffic.
Yep.
You try to get people to participate on Facebook.
You try!
And they just don't.
You try your best.
They don't care.
But you don't succeed.
When you try your best and you don't succeed.
Earworm. That's what it's called, and okay. I just did that to everybody.
Guys, we have an accident to report. Hang on, I'm going to refresh this. I don't trust this map.
I don't trust your map.
It's
You're
a map.
Map I don't
it's a
trust.
Map. Map that I do not trust. Okay. It's reloaded. Accident I-25 frontage road north at Alameda. Also, roadway reduced one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. And we have construction I-25 at Paseo. And it really is starting to clean up, especially like eastbound on Paseo on the western side of 25. Cool stuff. There's a bridge. There's a new bridge. I love it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
Oh, yeah.
Phone number is 505.
Everybody is really cool.
338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. And we are just about out of show.
No!
We have a copy of Noah, the
Noah.
Blu-ray combo pack. Blu-ray, DVD, digital, HD. And it can be yours. 505-338-3700. We're going to do a little trivia.
We're going to play Plinko.
Courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution if you're wanting a copy of Noah on Blu-ray.
Noah.
Dude, number one movie, not just for the weekend, but number one box office of August all-time, Guardians of the Galaxy, so most likely a lot of you guys saw it.
Blowing expectations out of the water.
20 years ago, this week, the number one movie was a comic book film.
Wait.
20 years ago, this week, number one movie.
So that would have been 1994. Batman and Robin.
Nope.
Batman Forever.
Nope. It's a comic book, but you're going to go, oh. You love him.
Oh, hang on.
You love, not the comic book character, the actor that was in this film. I don't know how you feel about this movie. We've never had this conversation.
I give up.
The Mask.
Oh, I love this movie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
I knew you loved Jim Carrey.
Somebody
but...
stop me!
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that 20
years ago.
Movie.
Feel old yet?
It's funny.
20 years ago this week, number one movie was A Mask. 10 years ago this week, The Village.
Oh, The Village. See, I love that movie, too.
One of the
too.
Raddest love stories.
Some people yeah. hate that
I
movie.
I know. That's one of those arguing movies where you talk about it and you're like, no!
Doug, how do you feel about The Village? You've never seen it?
That's fine. Whatever.
Gosh.
I don't even care. Trivia time.
How does he get a
Trivia
show?
Trivia time. I don't know. Static.
Hi.
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 Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
We just found out our producer has never seen The Village. Have you seen The Village?
Of course I've seen The Village.
10 years ago this week, it was the number one movie in America.
Ten years ago.
Yeah. Sorry to make you feel old.
Yeah, it makes me. It does make me feel old, and I'm 25.
Wow, you're so old.
Wow. So old.
Good grief.
I was 15.
All right, here we go, 15. we have a copy of Noah, courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution.
All right.
The game is simple. It's called Answer Wrong and Win.
Okay, I'm pretty sure. I'm confident that I'm going to win this game.
Okay,
then.
I'm going to give you a series of questions, and you have to answer wrong, okay?
Okay.
Get them all wrong, you win.
All right.
The white powdery stuff you sprinkle on babies is known as?
Baking soda.
Oh, okay. The things you put over your eyes when you go see a 3D movie are called?
Corrective lenses.
I don't know. That's pretty close.
You're treading. You're not
like
doing good.
I like to live dangerously.
Yes, okay.
Because, and technically, they are corrective lenses.
Come on. That's so technical.
They're correcting your vision.
The answer is 3D glasses. She
I know the
wrong.
Answer, but I was trying to work around the line.
Well, you better be more careful.
The actor who starred in the first 3 Bourne Identity films is?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Nice. And the tablet computer made by Apple. What's the little tablet that Apple makes? What's that called again?
A Kindle.
Oh, nicely done.
Also, the answer we were looking for of the corrected lenses or whatever was Crocs.
Yay!
You put Crocs on your head when you go see a 3D
movie.
That's right.
But you know what? You did such a good job on that one. We're going to hook you up. What's your name, 25-year-old?
Oh, my gosh. My name is Nomi.
Nomi! Congratulations. Yeah. You scored a copy of Noah on Blu-ray.
All right.
Thanks for playing. Hang out on the line, okay?
Of course.
All right. Nomi. You don't know me. She's never heard that joke.
Don't know me!
She's never, ever heard that joke in her life. Oh, that's it for the show. I apologize, Line 2. Nomi was just that good.
Sorry, Line 2.
That was an easy game. I wanted to give away a copy of Noah. Noah featuring Russell Crowe, Jennifer Connelly, Emma Watson, Anthony Hopkins. Big shout out to Paramount Home Media Distribution for hooking us up with copies on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. It's the Blu-ray combo pack. We've got more copies to give away tomorrow on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, all right.
Tomorrow, major, major, major announcement.
Ooh.
We got a band rolling through town.
Ooh.
It's a benefit show for Static Radio.
Ooh.
I know. We'll be talking to the front man of the band, Monyans.
Monyans, bro.
So keep it locked, 8 o'clock hour. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.